Here I'm going to teach you one of the best breathing techniques for a panic attack. So you could use this anywhere you are, but if you're home, I like to lie down on my floor with my knees up. Or if you feel more comfortable on a bed, that's fine. Put your knees up either over a pillow. Or if you lay down on the ground, have your knees up, and then lean your knees into each other, they kind of hold each other up without any effort on your part. So go ahead and get in that position. Or you could be sitting in a chair, because you could do this, you know, if you're on an airplane or if you're in a restaurant or if you're at work at your desk and it's, you know, a cubicle. You could do this without anybody even noticing. So the reason why it's such a great technique is because it takes brain space. You know, I always talk a lot about distracting yourself from anxiety because anxiety needs a lot of brain space to work. You know, it needs your imagination, it needs your attention, it needs to tell you a lot of things, and it needs you to pay attention to it, basically. And so if you take that energy or brain space and put it towards something else, it could really help you distract yourself from the negative triggers of anxiety, and your body will begin to calm down because it'll stop the fear response, the biological fear response in response to those negative thoughts. So if you had anxiety and you went to do the dishes, it might distract you a little bit, or clean up, it might distract you a little bit. But if you really need some heavy duty distraction, you need something that takes more brain space. So something like a creative project or problem solving, because you need to use your imagination and you need to use your creativity and you need to really pull in all the stops and think about memories and that kind of stuff. Good memories of like how to maybe fix something before. Anyway, so that's why this breathing technique is so great, because it combines two things. One is counting, and the other is focusing on breath. Now, a lot of people talk about focusing on breath to help calm down from a panic attack, but sometimes it doesn't work. It's just not enough. And so we use three things, actually: breathing, counting, and a pattern. So it takes some more extra brain space to do this. So you're going to breathe, but you're going to count different patterns of your breath. And that keeps us focused on it a little bit more than just breathing with alone or just counting with alone. So what you're going to do, this is the pattern. So you're going to inhale for five, a count of five, hold for five, exhale for five, and then two normal breaths, and then repeat it. So you inhale, one, two, three, four, five, hold at full lungs, two, three, four, five, exhale. Two, three, four, five. Now two just regular breaths in and out. Now up for five. Hold. Exhale. Two regular breaths. Inhale for five. Hold, exhale, two regular breaths. So I'll be quiet and let you do a couple patterns of that. Inhale for five, hold, exhale, two regular breaths. Excellent job. So you could do that as long as you need to calm your body down during a panic attack and keep your brain focused on something besides negative thoughts that are just going to perpetuate your fear response, your biological fear response. So I hope that helps, and I give it to you to practice anytime you want. All right. Thank you for listening. Bye.